Here is your 7-day National Weather Service forecast for Kearney, Holdridge, Wilcox, and surrounding areas. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 20s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows around 20. South winds, around 10 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Monday, mostly cloudy with slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. Monday night, rain and slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 30s. Chance of precipitation 90%. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain possibly mixed with snow. Highs in the lower 40s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with slight chance of snow. Lows around 18. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 30s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 15. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 11. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 20s. At 5 p.m., at Kearney Regional Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 36, with a dew point of 29, and the relative humidity at 75%. The wind was southeast, at 7 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.06 inches, and steady. At Holdridge Brewster Field, it was clear. The temperature was 38, with a dew point of 28, and the relative humidity at 65%. The wind was southeast, at 7 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.04 inches, and falling. Elsewhere across south-central Nebraska, at Lexington, it was clear, with a temperature of 41. At Hastings, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 38. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 34 at Grand Island, and 33 at Aurora. Across western and north-central Nebraska, it was clear, with a temperature of 39 at Broken Bow, and 45 at McCook. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 42 at North Platte, and 41 at Sydney. At Valentine, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 33. At Ord, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. In eastern Nebraska, it was cloudy. It was 36 at Omaha, 35 at Lincoln, 36 at Beatrice, and 32 at Norfolk. Across northern Kansas, it was clear, with a temperature of 43 at Phillipsburg, and 46 at Colby. At Concordia, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 37. And elsewhere around the region, at Sioux Falls, fog was reported, with a temperature of 31. At Cheyenne, it was clear, with a temperature of 39. At Denver, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 46. At Wichita, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 45. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 36 at Des Moines, and 38 at Kansas City. Again, at 5 p.m. in south-central Nebraska, it was clear. It was 36 at Kearney, 38 at Holdridge, and 41 at Lexington. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. For this afternoon and tonight, there is a chance for areas of fog tonight across portions of the area along and east of Highway 281. Visibilities may be reduced to a mile or less at times overnight tonight. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. There will be a chance for thunderstorms across portions of the outlook area ahead of the next upper-level storm system Monday night into Tuesday. Accumulating snowfall may be possible on the backside of the system later Tuesday into Wednesday. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed tonight. The current time is 6:02 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the latest weather summary for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. No precipitation is forecast across the area through tonight, but there will be the potential for fog to develop, especially for areas roughly along and east of Highway 281. Visibility may be reduced to 1 mile or less at times. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies are expected overnight, with generally southerly winds around 10 miles per hour. Overnight low temperatures tonight are forecast to drop into the 20s for most of the area. Looking ahead to the upcoming weekend, dry conditions remain in the forecast for both days. Should see plenty of sunshine both days, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s to low 50s. Winds on Saturday will be west to northwesterly around 10 to 15 miles per hour, while Sunday will be on the breezy side, with south to southeast winds around 15 to 20 miles per hour. The start of the new work will look to be more active, with a strong system bringing increased chances for precipitation. Chances for rain and perhaps even a few thunderstorms will be increasing Monday afternoon and evening, and as colder air builds in on Tuesday, more chances for snow. Monday and Tuesday will also bring stronger winds, with sustained speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and higher gusts looking likely. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WXL 75, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.475 MHz from a tower near Atlanta, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for the following 8 Nebraska counties: Buffalo, Dawson, Franklin, Furnace, Gosper, Harlan, Kearney, and Phelps. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas.